Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Ah, these kids today. Generation Z, or people born after 1998, are revolutionizing the resume writing process, adding in photos, emoji, and animation to help tell their story. But not every employer thinks it's very cute. We'll explain in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. Inflation rose at its strongest two-month pace since early 2006. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% last month as compared to June. That number excludes volatile sectors like food and energy. But when looking at all the price increases, they were broad-based last month, but mostly driven by energy and services such as healthcare, shelter, and transportation. And mortgage balances rose by $162 billion in the second quarter to about $9.4 trillion. That's a new record, according to the Federal Reserve of New York. Mortgage originations, which include refinancings, increased by $130 billion to $474 billion in the second quarter. Mortgages, by the way, are the largest component of household debt, which has been on the rise since the middle of 2013. Overall household debt rose by 1.4% from the first quarter to $13.8 trillion. That's the 20th consecutive quarter of increases.
Here's some breaking news. Podcasts are on Spotify. Now you can get your favorite shows, like this one, right in the podcast section of your Spotify app. All the best news podcasts, all in one place. Listen free on Spotify.
There isn't a lot of glitz and glamour in resume writing until now. Generation Z, or people born after 1998, are redoing the art of the resume. And Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter is here with some details. So, Chip, there are limits to how much personality a potential employer can glean from a candidate's writing, essentially black type on white paper. So many job applicants are trying to jazz up their resume.
That's right. And so we're seeing applicants do a range of things to try to add a little more personality to these. It ranges from adding a personalized Bitmoji, those illustrated avatars, to the top of the page, to people including their headshots, to icons of their favorite hobbies. Say you like to do home renovations or swimming. People are adding those icons onto their resume. So just a range of different design flourishes to try to make these stand out for the pile.
And for the right kind of business, adding some flavor can help an employer get to know an applicant.
Companies say they want to get a sense for who someone really is. But I do think there's a limit to some of this. I mean, some employers say that these resumes have gone too far. One CEO joked to me that she looked at a resume that looked more like a Tinder profile than an actual resume. In this particular case, someone for an engineering position had included a range of photos of himself at the bottom of the resume. So it was a photo of him in a suit. It was a photo of him hiking. It was a photo of him in the street in New York. And she said she was really dumbfounded by this and just did not know why those photos had made it onto a resume.
Well, there are job and recruiting companies that in your article that say only add illustrations and personal statements if they're relevant to the job.
Well, that's it. I mean, you focus on what really matters here. You focus on the skills that will be relevant for the role. And so one of the companies I spoke with is Glassdoor, the job and recruiting site. They actually held a session for their interns a couple of weeks ago. And there, their recruiter said, stick to the basics, focus on what's relevant to the job, you know, cut those things that are, you know, related to your love of cooking or that might have your kind of soft skills on them.
There are some limits, though, to how effective graphics, photos, and emoji can be on a resume. Lots of companies are using scanners these days to pick out keywords and phrases on a resume to weed out unqualified candidates, and anything other than text can really throw off that process.
That's really true. These systems are called applicant tracking systems, and they really are just trying to glean the kind of the best bits from the resumes, your name, your experience, your relevant skills. And some companies are actually even going as far as trying to kind of blind resumes. So even kind of excluding someone's name or perhaps even their address just as a way to make sure they're being as inclusive as possible. And so I think some of these design flourishes are going to get lost in these kind of systems.
Well, that was a big topic in your story also, is the idea of bias. And there are companies that only want recruiters to see someone's qualifications just on the merits of what their job is and not be skewed by any flashy objects that are there in the resume.
That's right. One of the companies I spoke with, it's a marketing software firm called HubSpot. They're based in Massachusetts. And the head of HR there told me that she just wants to remove as much bias from the process as possible. So she does not want her recruiters to have a photo of someone in the early stages. Now, of course, it's pretty easy to find someone's photo if you go to LinkedIn or look at social media. But she says when they're at that process where they're just sifting through resumes, trying to get a sense for who might progress in the process, she doesn't want this identifying information there.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter here in our studio. Chip, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.